a visit to the University of Wisconsin Plant Diagnostic Lab. We're visiting today with Brian Huddleston, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Brian, very generally, tell us what the Plant Diagnostic Lab is.
Basically, I do diagnosis of plant diseases on virtually every plant you can imagine. The only thing I don't work with is turf, and so I get to see samples of field crops, forage crops, ornamentals, you name it, I probably see it.
And can you describe for us, Brian, how it works?
So if you have a sick plant and kind of want to know what's going on, you submit a sample to us. You can submit it through your county extension office, or you can submit it directly to my lab. And we take a look at it, decide what we think might be the problem. We can do some lab tests. And then once we figure out what the problem is, you get a written report back in the mail and recommendations on how to manage the problem.
Brian, what kind of samples do you get and who do they come from?
They come from a lot of different places. I think the majority of the samples that I get typically are ornamental samples, so a lot of woody ornamentals. We do charge a small fee for what we do, so people, if they're concerned about ornamentals, will be willing to pay for a diagnosis on a tree or shrub. Probably about 50 to 60% of our samples are ornamentals of some kind or another. We get field crops and forage crops. We also get vegetables and fruits. Those are lesser amounts, probably 10% of my samples are in each of those particular categories.
What kinds of diseases are common here to the state of Wisconsin?
We do a lot of testing for oak wilt. That's a big one on oak trees. A lot of folks are concerned about that. It can really range a lot. Root rots, leaf spots, and blights. We get a lot of samples that come in on tomatoes. We do free testing actually for late blight of tomato, and so folks can send in a tomato sample, and if they invoke the words late blight, we'll do a free diagnosis for them, whether it's late blight or not. We do a lot of soil testing actually as well, pea root rot testing. So if there's a canning company that wants to contract with a grower to grow peas on their property this coming year, they'll bring in a sample to us. We grow peas in the greenhouse, and then we report back about whether that particular field is a good candidate for pea production. We do a lot of testing for soybean cyst nematode in collaboration with a faculty member here in the plant pathology department and also some folks over in the agronomy department as well.
And Brian, if people are interested in using your service or learning more, what should they do?
They can go to my website. Just look up the Plant Disease Diagnostics Clinic at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and you should be able to find us very, very easily. We have information on how to submit a sample. We also have a lot of fact sheets. I also do a weekly summary of the diseases that I've seen in the clinic, which is called the Wisconsin Disease Almanac, and there's a tab for that on the website as well.
We've been visiting with Brian Huddleston, Plant Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin Extension, Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.